Henry.
Okay, Shinin Ches. We're in Siv Gimel. Okay, we can open up the Sugya. Lama Ches Amud Beis in the Sechet Shabbos. Tells us, Ein Notin Beitza Vitzara Meichem Bishvish Hatigalgel V'lo Yachkiyana V'sudarim. Rav Yossi Matan. So you're not allowed to put a Beitza on the side of a Meichem in order for it to become scrambled, or to be cooked, and not to place it in a hot handkerchief either. Rav Yossi says it's Mutter. V'lo Yachminenu V'chol V'avad Dropin Bishvish Hatigalgel. You're not allowed to place it into sand or dirt on the road in order for it to get roasted. Fine, that's the mission over there. So the Gemara is more explicit over here. It discusses this machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Yossi. So it says like this: Amar Rav Nachman and Lama Tes Amar Al. Bechama the Kuli Amalo Pligi the Shari. Everyone agrees. Rav Yossi and Rabbanan agree. Both agree that if you cook in the sun, mut. Not also b'di'evit, not also b'di Rabbanan, mut. The tolda sa'or, if you're cooking on something that is a tolda of the or, it's not the eish mamish, but let's say that's called like a kli rishon that's taken off the fire, hot water is in the way, kuli amalo pligi d'aser, everyone agrees that this is aser. Ki pligi b'tolda sa'chama, the whole machlokas is only by tolda sa'chama. Machlokas in Rabban and Rav Yossi is by something that was not cooked in the sun of his mother, it's cooked in the tolda sa'chama, something that was warmed up by the sun, and now you're cooking in that thing that was warmed up by the sun. Mar Savar Gazrinan, Tolus Chama after Tolus Or. Mar Savar that we are going there, Tolus Chama that you're going to come to cook in Tolus Or. Umar Savar Lo Gazrinan. And Mar Savar that we are not going there on Tolus Chama after Tolus Ha'or. Okay? You should know also later on the Gemara says, Gilgal Mai, what if you did do this? What if you were Megalgal? And it says, Megalgal is Chayim Chatas. So what I want to bring out over there is we see from over here that Megalgal is Chayim Chatas. See, told us the or is according to the Bavli is a din deraisa. According to our Gemara, the cookie on the fire is deraisa, and even told us the or is deraisa. And that makes sense why we have a gezeira, told us a chama, also told us the or, because it's a din deraisa. Okay, so we have a din deraisa cookie in the fire, din deraisa told us the or, we have a mutter lechatchila cookie in the sun, and we have an issa derabanan when you have told us a chama, because we're afraid you're going to come to cook and told us the or. The reason why I pointed that out before is because the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey, he says the only cooking on an Eish Mamish is a Din Daraisa. Tolda Sa'ur is only a Din Darabana. Okay, the Yerushalmi, Paskins that Tolda Sa'ur is only a Din Darabana. And the Ramban, and she does the Rishonim holds that Tolda Sa'ur is only a Din Darabana. We do not pass like this Ramban. We pass like Rov Rishonim hold. That told us the or is deraisa because that's what my pashas of the Bavli, and therefore we paskin that told us the or is a din deraisa. However, the Yerushalmi and the Rabban did paskin that this is only a din derabban. The question we have to ask is why is chama only a it's a derabban? First, we want to go, what is the gather between told us chama and chama itself? We discussed this before. It's very what if. Someone puts something on a pan outside. Puts a pan outside and cooks in the sun. Scrambles an egg in the pan. Do we say that's chama because the chama is cooking? Or do we say since the pan is getting burning hot, that because they're told it's chama? Because we see over here, if you cook in the avos drachim or in the sand, so that's considered told it's chama. So what is it? So the gather, I think, because Berkowitz said a similar gather, I'm going to say it a little differently, is like this. If it's cooked by the sun, it's got direct connection to the sun right now, also the sun is beaming into it, that is considered chama, even though the thing that's, also the pan is getting hot, the aluminum foil is getting hot, nevertheless that's considered chama. Only when, we're talking about when it's completely inside the sand is completely covering it, so now we consider the sand is covering it, it does not look like the shemesh is cooking it. Or the Ritter of Berkowitz said that even if, the only time it's talking about by sand cooking is when after the sun has gone away. The sun is behind the clouds right now. Or the sun's gone down. And the sand is still hot. That's why. But I'm not sure. I was not so excited about that. But you could say, I think, that it's more talking about even if the sun is still out. But if it has direct contact with the sun, that's considered sunlight. And it'll be mutter. Only when it's something completely underneath the sand or something like that, then we would say tolda sechama and we'd say aser derabanan. Why is Shemesh mutter? what are you saying? You're cooking. Your mamash took an egg and in a hot elad day and you cooked it outside. You changed the aspect like, why is this mutter? Why should this be mutter? So Rashi on this Gemara, Dibra Maslow Bicham, no, it says Bicham Bishamish, and he says Dibra Maslow Bishari, it says Dein Derech Bishul Lubakach. That's not the Derech of Bishul. Bicham Abor Lom Nichlafa, the leaves are Ahatla. It's not Bishul Bakach. It's not the Derech to cook like this. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Simenim Beis, he takes out from here and he says, good. That's all things that are not the derech of Bishul Bakach. No one cooks in the sun. That's not the derech to cook. But if you found something that is not Eish, but it is the derech of Bishul Bakach, it will be an Isser Daraisa to cook in it. And what he says, the Nafkamina being in a microwave oven. A microwave oven for nowadays also, I would assume, saying they have these all things, these bags with chemicals in it, and the chemicals cook it. Well, I think all these types of things that now have become, as he says, very like the Lashon of the Rosh, he says, if everyone knew what microwave oven, everyone would go out and buy a microwave oven. It's such a good way of cooking. It's such an unbelievable way of cooking, Rav Moshe writes. And you see from here, it's definitely the Derech of Bishul Bakach nowadays. And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein and other Achronim learn out all these new types of ways of cooking out with chemicals or rays or with different ways of cooking that is not with an Eish, but it's not done with sun. If it's a Derech of Bishul Bakach, you're dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa. I have a Tzara L'Tzarech Ian on some of the Hashkachos then, and you see at the local Dunkin' Donuts, they allow the guy behind the counter to cook their egg sandwiches with the microwave oven. According to Rav Moshe, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. It's also Bishul. And therefore, you're dealing with Bishul Akum problems. So therefore, I don't understand, I don't know what the head there, if you hold like Rav Moshe Feinstein, what the head there is of a guy behind the Dunkin' Donuts counter to cook your egg and cheese sandwich. And so the only stuff I'm going to have is consider Olah Shulchan Malachim or not. But the deity it is considered Olah Shulchan Malachim. A lot of those things, it's not only eggs, but maybe that's that. But it could be that they're relying, we'll see in a second now. But let's see, we're taking out of Rav Moshe. What? It's not warming up. They take a raw egg. They take raw eggs and they put it on his hands. They cook it in the microwave.
Fried eggs. I think it's pre-prepared.
Yeah? Stuff. Prepared by who? I don't know.
They put these things like these egg muffins.
Maybe.
And stuff.
Okay. I'm not so sure, but it could be. It could be. Prepare eggs. I don't know. Cooking an egg in the microwave takes a couple seconds. Okay. Anyways. Later. If they're not cooking. Let's just understand this. So Rav Moshe understands Pasha Rashi over here is the whole heter is it's not derech bishul bakach, but if it would become derech bishul bakach, it would be mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach brought down the many of the svarim. If you want a mar makom and sifan also and shulchan Shlomo siv gimel yigimel gimel. There's a lot of whatever. Look over there. And it's also it's based on the igle talents in Simon Menchas. He says you can't understand this Rashi kapashas. This Rashi does not make sense. Because if the whole heter is because it ain't derech bishul bakach, lechora it should be aser midrabbanan. Okay, it should be aser midrabbanan number one. It was only a heter of ain't derech bishul bakach. And furthermore, he brings down riots from other gemaras like Gavi Pesach. He talks about bishul on Pesach, you're not allowed to cook your matzah. And it says over there, if you cook it in the sun or you cook it with toldos or, it is not considered cooking also over there. So if it's only in derech bishul bakach, this should be a din in Hilchos Shabbos and Melechus Machshavos. But if you see over here, it applies in other dinim also that not found in Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Orach, based on this Igui Kal, he writes, is that even he says that Rashi would agree with this, that the gedder over here is Ein Bishul Derech Bishul Bakach because it's not coming from the Eish. The only thing that is Aser Midoraisa is cooking with Eish, it's cooking with fire, that's how they cooked in the Mishkan, and that's the only cooking that is prevented, that is the Malacha of Bishul. The gather of Malach Bishul is not what we would call cooking, but it's cooking with a fire. It's cooking based on a fire. If it's not cooking based on a fire, it is not Aser Midoraisa. And there's also, I think, I found a Me'iri. The Me'iri in Shabbat Slam and Chesna and Bez based on our Mishnah also is Medayik like this. The Me'iri writes, what's the heter? He says, Mibnei Sha'achama Ein Bo Toras Bishul. It's Ein Bo Toras Bishul. It's not considered Bishul. That's not what the gather of Bishul is when you're cooking in the Chama. That is not what Bishul. And therefore, based on this, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it's pashut that all these things are not ultimately the rice. He does say they're ultimately the rabban, which I believe I don't really understand why it, you can understand why we don't want to master these things. You get a lot of, if you can use microwave ovens, you can use them without all the other problems of microwave ovens. But these bags that cook all these other things, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach does say it's Aser Midrabbanan. He was saying, Lamaisi, he said he brought this in front of the Chaznish, who did not hear the Chaznish agreed with Rav Moshe, but he argued vehemently with the Chaznish, and he held that they should mefarsim this in all the hospitals, and in cases where the hospitals have to cook for cholim, they should do it in these ways. It's only Midrabbanan the Rabbanan. All these ways of cooking should only be Aser Midrabbanan. He held that these are only Aser Midrabbanan. Why it's the Aser Midrabbanan, I can't tell you for sure, but that's the machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether cooking in microwave ovens and all other new inventions that are not cooking with fire, whether they're Din D'oraisa or only Aser Midrabbanan based on the sugyas that we're learning over here. Another obviously question comes up is the Dud Shemesh. The Dud Shemesh, which I understand works, it basically is an apparatus that takes in the rays of the sun. It has a special glass that sort of magnifies the heat of the sun into the pipes, which cook the water, which basically mevash the water. And then the water goes into a tube and sits in a tube when it stays, all that water, hot water together, stays hot over there. And kimat l'kola poskim, that shemesh going in and the rays of the sun being projected thing, that is for sure chama. That's considered chama. That part of the du shemesh should be mutter. Okay, that's considered cooking with the sun. Once again, just all the glasses magnify the rays of the sun, but it's really cooking with the sun, and therefore it is mutter. The way I understand is that the problem, though, is when you turn on the faucet and new cold water comes in, it goes into the big tub of water, and the water that was cooked from the sun now heats up the new water that's coming in. And therefore, that is considered, that water that's sitting in the tube now, that is not being cooked by the sun, that is considered toldos or. It was cooked by the sun, and now that is considered toldos or. And the new water coming in, that is the shayla that would be coming from Dud Shemesh. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the first edition of Shurim HaShabbos Kiyochasa, in the first Shabbos in Perek Aleph, Halacha Kaftes, is Matar. And he has to come with the big Kiddush. He comes with a big Kiddush over there. He's Matar the Dud Shemesh. He's Matar the Dud Shemesh. He says, even though this new water is coming in and it's being cooked with Chorot, it's Toldos Or. He says, the whole Gezeiras of Toldos Or is in something that we're afraid you're going to get mixed up between Toldos Or and Toldos Chama. He says, but since this whole apparatus is called, this whole thing is called a Dud Shemesh. Since the whole thing is called Dud Shemesh, people are not going to come to make a mistake between it, and therefore the whole thing, because it didn't do challenge, and therefore it's considered the whole thing's getting kicked by the sun, even though there's an aspect of it which is really told us a comma, we're not afraid that people are going to make a mistake. He brings them in Iri as a raya. Anyways, and that's the way Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it over in Shmir Shabbos number 1. In Shmir Shabbos, Madur Batra, Aleph Memhei, though, he brings down as a little bit more Machmer Malashon. The Shmir Shabbos writes, Tov lihimanim lehotzi b'Shabbos mayim chamim b'du Shemesh. It's good not to use the water that comes out of Dud Shemesh. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, he brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach over there, the reason why he didn't just change his mind, but he said there was a new part of the Dud Shemesh that was put in, which was an electric part of the Dud Shemesh, which was used in days where it was cloudy, or in days where there was not enough sunlight, where in order there was not enough Shemesh to heat up the water good enough, there's an electric aspect to it also that was added on in order to make sure that there's hot water even in times of cloudy days, of rainy days, and at nighttime. And therefore, he says, we're afraid that people are going to come to use the Dud Shemesh also, using the electric part of it also. And therefore he says, the Lashon of Tov Limanim, it's better not to use it. But the Karon, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that the Dud Shemesh was fine. We just have this chashash when this aspect of the electric part was put in. Lamaisa, other Akronim are Mekel also. Rav Avad Yosef is Mekel. They bring down Mishim the Har Tzvi. Tzvi Pesa Frank is Mekel. Oh, the Grama, they bring in Grama, they bring in that far also. Others, though, are Machmer, the Shevet Alevi is Machmer on it. Other posting are also Machmer on Dud Shemesh. Lamaisa, you have what to be Somachan, the Mekilim have what to be Somachan, but there are many Machmirin also nowadays by the Dud Shemesh. That's what you're getting to. Yes, Nick.
So, according to Rosh Hashanah, you can use it if you call it a Dud Shemesh, but if you don't, you just call it
a Dud Shemesh. No, everyone knows it's a Dud Shemesh. He says that everyone knows it's a Dud Shemesh, and therefore, that's a Svara, it's a big Kiddush, but that's the Rosh Hashanah. So you get the shoulders to say such a thing. That is,
it's also totally on when you use it, because there's things that are heated up Erev Shabbos, that until a certain time in the morning, should be.
Oh, Mechola, for sure. Everyone would agree. Mechola Deus, if it's in a time where there's not enough hot water, but that's even by a boiler. You have a regular time to do Shemesh over there. You have a regular boiler where you turn on the switch and make hot water. So if you turn off the switch before Shabbos and you know Shabbos morning, the water's not yet Yatzeletus Bo, so you could even use that hot water. That's not in the Shemesh, that's in general. Okay, let's move on to Sigdal Bishol Achar Bishol. The Mishnah and Daf Kuf Mem Hey Amud Beis brought down earlier in Masechta Shabbos also says Kol Shabbat B'Chan Ner Shabbos Shorna Kol B'Chan Ner Shabbos. Anything that was cooked in hot water on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to soak in hot water on Shabbos. Okay. Rashi says, "Kol Shabbat B'Chaimin, Kolomer Shini's Bashal." Meaning, anything that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to put on hot water on Shabbos. And we learn the din, the famous din of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. You see it straight from a Mishnah. Once something is cooked on Shabbos, it is not a problem of Bishal on Shabbos. That's what we come out of here saying. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kodin Lami Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kodin Lami Gimel, though, writes, so Mutter Lishrozi says, "Afilu b'kli rishon roteach, even the kli rishon roteach, kadesh yin mimoch sham yed davar lach. Dein bishol achar bishol. Aval lo yidno l'kli rishon sh'omid al gabei eish." He says, though, even though we say yin bishol achar bishol, this is all talking about a kli rishon that is not on the fire. Once something is cooked, you can place it into a kli rishon that's not on the fire. But to place it in a kli rishon that's sitting on the fire, that is aser. Why is this aser? So the shark seeing over here brings down two possibilities. Siv Kodin Mem Vav in Shart Tzion. He brings down number one. Bivnei di Yesh Machmirin Dala Eish Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that even though we say Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, but when something is on the fire, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol did the Raisa. He also did the Raisa. There is Bishol Achar Bishol when it's on the fire. We do not really usually we're not pushing for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The real reason why we hold this is Usher the Ode the Yesh Bizet Mishum Chashash Chazara. It's a problem of Chazara. It's a Reishin and Gimel problem. Reishin and Gimel, you're not allowed to turn something into the fire unless you have all the tonight. And therefore, we're here talking about something that did not have one of the tonight Chazara, and therefore, you are not allowed to return it into a Kli Rishon sitting on the fire. So you're never allowed to place something into the Kli Rishon that is on the fire. Only when it's off the fire, you could put something that was it. Okay. That comes out over from the Mishnah. The question we have to ask ourselves, though, is what level is something considered Mevushal that we say Ein Bishal Achar Bishal? At what point do we say something is Bishal? So if you didn't know, this is what I brought the Magi Mishnah, the Maror Makomos, the Magi Mishnah up down in the Rambam. I believe it's in Teskimel, maybe? What? Teskimel, I believe. In Teskimel, on the Rambam, the Magi Mishnah brings down the sheet of the Rashba. He brings down, he says, Mikan. Shemadvashal davar bushal adin. So Vigdasa Rashi now, Uksasim Eforshim, Shekol Shini Spashal Kimachal Ben Drosai, Shuv Ein Bo Mishum Chia Bishal Dvar Tor, Mikol Makom Gor Mamish Osir. He brings down the sheet of the Rashba, and he says that just like we saw this Machal Ben Drosai concept come up in Dine Shehiya and Chazara back in Simen, Reishin, and Gimel, so too it comes up over in Bishal, and the sheet of the Rashba and many of the Rishonim, the Bir Alokha brings over here, brings out a whole list of them, hold that once something is cooked, Kamakam and Drosa, we saw back then, that's a machlokas, whether that's a third cook like Shitas Rashi, or half cooked like Shitas Ramam, or Machman for Shitas Ramam, it has to be at least half cooked, that once it's cooked halfway, like Shitas Ramam, there is no more Bishol. Once it's Roy Lachilo Aydei Dachak, there's no more Bishol, and therefore one is allowed to cook something, once it's cooked more than halfway, then you're allowed to add cooking to it, that is not a problem of Bishol on Shabbos. That's the sheet of the Rashba. But the Rambam over there in that same halacha, Tez Gimel, argues, the Rambam over there in Tez Gimel, it's a diak from another Rambam, it's not the Purish, but it's a diak, it's a strong diak, and it's the way that they associate with the Rambam, he says, Hamavashal or Dover Shaya Mavushal Kot Tzarko, something that's completely cooked. Oh, Dover Shayna Tzarek Bishol Klal, Potter. So therefore, the Rambam is saying, only if it's Mavushal Kot Tzarko. Mashma, if it was not Mavushal Kotzorcho, it wouldn't be Potter, it would be a Chiyam Chatas, It'll be awesome in the Raisa, and you would not be allowed to come and improve the cooking. You're not allowed, be allowed to add the cooking over here. So if it did Bishalach HaBishal, you're allowed to do Bishalach HaBishal. However, what is considered Bishal that you don't anymore have to improve the cooking on? That's what we did have with this Magen Mishnah, according to the Rashba. And many of the Shitas, the Ran holds like this also. Other Shitas in the Rishonim, ones is cook with Machal and Josiah. Ain't Mishum Bishal. And you have no problem with Bishal HaKar Bishal. You would all put into a Kli Rishon that's off the fire on Shabbos morning. Even though it wasn't completely cooked, even though it's going to get better, no problem. Shita of the Rambam is that we paskin Lechomer. Lechomer, unless it's cooked completely, you are not allowed to. So how do we paskin Halach Lamaisa? So the Shinin Ches, Sid Dal and the Machaber, paskins like the Rambam. Havshel Shini Spashel called Tzorchel, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishal in Instanim. We'll get to that part of the Rambam later on. He says, "Behind the Yili Sheish Bo Bishal Acha Bishal, but Tashu Sheish Bo Marak. Aval Davar Shini Spashal Kvar Bo Yavish. Son is cooked. The Davar Yavish Mutter Lishrosa Becham Mishabes. But if you notice, he says here, but it's only if there is Davar Shini Spashal Kvar. And he says before, if it's Nispashal Kol Tzarko. Only if it's Nispashal Kol Tzarko, like the Shita of the Rambam, then you could allow you to do it. The Biraloch over here." And Dibur Masel, Fidu Ba'udu Rateach, writes, brings on the sheet of the Rambam, like you said, and he says, "Name of Pelo Haya Beinani Tchila Psakim Machaber." He's Mipaleim Psakim Machaber. She saw some Kedasa Rambam. He says, "The Halo Harbe Rishonim Cholkim Al Zeh." Many Rishonim arguing on the Rambam. The Heim Haraban, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, the Meiri. One of them, the Gedolim Rishonim, all argue with the Rambam. He doesn't understand how he could have paskin like these sheetas. However, afterwards, the Bar Lava writes, "Omda Matsati Akarka Digam Dasa Rama Mandu Dasi Chidohi." The Rama is not standing by himself against all these Rishonim. There's many Rishonim on inside. Ruah or Zaruah Gadol Matsati Gankin Aizlach Zoba, and also the Riva and Sefer Truma, the Smag, the Smach that goes to Maimoni. So many of the Rishonim pass like the Rama side, and therefore the conclusion of the Bar Lava, he ends. He says, "Hayotzi Nidvarein." That Rambam, Rashi, Truma, Smag, goes my way, or Zerah, Rivav, Yator, Kulam, Sovrim, the Yesh Bazem, Mishum, Bishal. Av Kain, Ein, Lozu, Lamaisa, Mitzak, Shulchan Aruch. You should not move from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And with Baku, the Raisins we're doing for sure over here, I did the Raisa. And we call Makom, near the Bidiyevin, in Hipster, Yisrael, HaKadir, but Makom Chan, the Hainu, the Tanar Goruch, if there's no problem with Chazara over here. If he has no problems with Chazara, if he has problems with Chazara, we saw in Dini Chazara, that Dini Chazara asks for something Bidiyevin. But if you get around the problems of Chazara, the thing is Garav Bekatum. Ace is Garav Bekatum. And other things like that, Ain La'asar Atashal B'Yavin. You can rely on the Sheet of the Mekilin, and the Atashal will not be Allah's B'Yavin. Where does this come from? Kamosh Katav Prima Gavin, Siv Katav Yud. Does that sound familiar? That's from what we learned today, Siv Allah. The Koshi is Sophic Plumto, Ihavi Bish Bishal, Ain La'asar B'Zar B'Yavin. So we're going to start from what we learned in the beginning of this year. Today to this, we see over here something that is a subject plukta. Hashem, we see a big machlokes here in the Rishonim. We pass in the Chumra, didn't the right, so we pass in over here the Chumra. Unless it's cooked completely, you're not allowed to cook it anymore. Nevertheless, if something was already cooked halfway, and someone now improves the Bishul to it, so Ein La'asar Hatavshel B'Diyavin. What we do learn from here is, when you have teenage children, and they want to eat from the cholent Friday night, and they take the cholent off the crock pot, or off the black Friday night, and then when you eat from it, you have to be 100% sure that this thing is Mavushal Kotzorko. Because if you go ahead, and even one potato in there, or some of the meat in there is not Mavushal Kotzorko, according to the Rambam, when you put it back onto the fire, you are over Bishal Daraisa. You're over Bishal Daraisa. We see over here, Bidyevin. This would be the Bidyevin. Bidyevin would be some kind of the Rishonim that say that it would be Mutter Bidyevin. However, Din Daraisa, we have to be very, very careful, and that would be the case over here to be very careful. Question is, what happens when you're dealing with water? Forget the Bishal Dabalach right now.
I was wondering, the chones in the stomach for Yafalo.
So, okay, well, one thing we have to do, once it's Mavushal Kotzarko, which the getter of Mavushal Kotzarko is anything that you would serve to your guests, you would say, this is something that you would say is completely cooked. Chon can cook forever. So long can cook and cook and cook and it gets better and better. But even if it's been stomach viyakalo, so long as it's been vushal kotarko, it's not a problem with bishul. That's not a problem with bishul. It'll be mutter. We say it's mutter. That's mutter. So long as it's vushal kotarko, you would serve it to your guests. That is considered mavushal, and you could put it back onto the fire. That's how we pass it. water. This comes up a lot. We're going to discuss it later on. Remember this din also. This is a very important din. By water, just like we see by a davar yavesh, there is this concept called Michael ben Drosai and Mavushal Kotzoko. Can we say the same thing by water? We have different darkness. We have cold. We have water when it gets to the Atzilatus Bo. And then we have called boiling. Then there's boiling. Do we correlate just like by a tav shield, just like by a davar yavesh? You have cooked, half cooked, and then you're fully cooked. Will we say the same thing by water when it's cooked to Yatzilatus Bo, that's been cooked to Machal ben Drosai? And then it was roteach, it was boiling, then it would be considered mavushal kot circle. The nafka mina being, if on Shabbos, before Shabbos, you cook something to Yatzilatus Bo. It's pretty hot. It's pretty hot. You got to put that slow. Can you now on Shabbos make it boil? Are you allowed to put in something that's going to get to boiling hot on Shabbos? Is that mutter, or are you over bishul d'oraisa? Okay, and there are many achronim brought down in, I think Orcha Shabbos means on a list of achronim that are matmir over here. And they say just like by Yavich, there's bishul d'oraisa versus machal ben drosai. So too by water, same thing. Yatzlatus Bo is machal ben drosai. Boiling is mavushal kotzarkol. Be usher to get something that's mavushal, that's machal ben drosai. So you wouldn't be allowed to make it a degree warmer. Just like you're not allowed to add more cooking to it once machal ben drosai. You cannot not three quarters of the way cooking it. So too, if something's the only yatzlatus bo, you would not allowed to be put it somewhere that will even get 1 or 2 degrees higher. Because the more you cook it, the closer it is to mavushal kotzarkol, and it'll be usher chashash d'oraisa. However, with Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe. Chelak Dalad, Ayin Dalad, Os Aleph, the first Os in Hilchos Bishul. He argues, and he holds, it's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Rav also, and he holds that once something is cooked to Yatzilatus Bo, once water is Yatzilatus, the level of Yatzilatus Bo, that is considered Mavushal Kotzorchol by water. There's no other, there's no more improvement, that's it. Once it's considered to Yatzilatus Bo, and that's a huge Nafka Minas. That means that all you have to do is get your water to Yatzilatus Bo before Shabbos, and then afterwards you can get it as hot as you want. Afterwards, and no matter how hot you get it, going to get afterwards, it's going to be mutter. That's the sheet of Moshe Feinstein, and sure, Herb Shem Reb Berkowitz also was a medayik from the Rambam like this. He wanted to say the Rambam also the sheet of the Rambam is like this, and therefore one definitely could rely on the sheet of Moshe to be makel. Once it's considered Yatzilatus Bo, you can go ahead and cook it more. Okay, now we learned from the Mishnah that we have Ein Bishul, the concept of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Good, that's clear. We saw it, Kol Shabbat B'chaim Mitnei Shabbos, Sharon Atol B'chaim Mitnei Shabbos, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. We're not going to get to the rest of that Mishnah today, which is the end of Siv Dalad, which is talking about Kali Abishul. That we're going to leave over for Klisheni. That's going to leave over for the Dinam of Klisheni later on. But what do we do with Rashi? Rashi, on two places, okay, so we have a Stira and Rashi from Rashi based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like on Kufim Heyam and Aleph Aves. It sounds like there's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, and over here we see Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Number one, in Ches Amud Aleph, he writes the Nefach Bav Mavushal Ein Bishul, but even more so on Daf Lamed Dalad Amud Aleph. Dalad Amud Aleph was Sefer Shabbos toward the bottom of the page, 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Dira Masal Mishach Hashecha. Rashi is talking about Hatman over here. He says, Havade Hashecha in Tonim Vistama Tmana Bedavar Shayna Mosif Hevel. Tainum Medavra Mosif Hevel. Filu Mu Odio. Asa, Kedatan Ver Dal in Tonim Lobigev, Zir Shami Yitzak, there so Shmistanena. We're talking about a Kedir that cooled down. You know, it used to be hot, now it cooled down. Kishiyirtzala Hatmina Vyarti Chana Tchila, Benitza Mevashal the Shabbos. You see that you're Mevashal the Shabbos, so we see over here Rashi holds Ish Bishol Har Bishol. It sounds like from Rashi. So what are we going to do with the Stira and Rashi? So comes the Rush. The Rush in Perek HaKira. Another Mar Malkum. Exactly. It is found. In Perek Shlishi. Yud Aleph. Os Yud Aleph, over there, the Rush comes and explains the Stira and the Rashi. And he explains that Yesh Lechalak Bein Dover Yavish Ledover Lach. B'davar yavish, we hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Everyone holds Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But by davar lach, when you're dealing with a liquid, then we're going to say that, we said, yesh bishul achar bishul, I know, yesh bishul achar bishul, b'davar lach, Also, other Rishonim hold this, like Shitas of Rabbi Yonah, also holds Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol B'Davar Lach. And the Svara is pretty simple. The Svara that we say to be chalik between Davar Yavish and Davar Lach is when you warm up a piece of chicken, when you cook a piece of chicken, it was raw chicken before, now you have cooked chicken. And when you have cooked chicken, it is a numa hus, and no matter what you do to it, it's always going to be cooked chicken, it's not going to be raw chicken. And therefore, there's Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, you can put that chicken to Kli Rishon to warm up on Shabbos. However, when you're dealing with Davar Lach, when you have a cup of water and you cook it and you boil it up, after it cools down, it's back to a regular cup of water. It does not look like any other cup of water that was never heated up before. And therefore, when you cook it again afterwards, you're changing it back to a cooked cup of water. And therefore, we say Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Davar Lach. Many hold that this is a Din D'oraisa, and therefore that's how they pass it. However, the Shita of the Rashba and the Rambam. Is that they're not mechalik at all between Davar Yavish and Davar Lach. Whether it's Davar Yavish or whether it's Davar Lach, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, that means Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, even by a Davar Lach. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskin is Shini and Ches, Siv Dalid. Paskin is Allah Lamaisa like Shitas Rashi. Tashish and Yisbashol Kotzerach, or Tashol is a Davar Lach, Yesh Bo Mishum Dishol in Yitzdanim. If it's cooled down, then we have a problem of Bishol Achar Bishol. And the Shita of the Mechaber is found in Sif Kod Kav Dalet in Mishnah Berurah in its Tanum Hainu She'ein Hayad Tzeletzbo Ashu Ksas Kamadayim. Even though it's still a little bit hot, according to the Shita of the Mechaber, once it's gone down below the level of Yad Tzeletzbo, it would be usher to now reheat it again to get it over the level of Yad Tzeletzbo, and one who did that would be over Bishol according to the Shita of the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonah. That is how the Shulchan Aruch, that's how the Mechaber paskins. How does the Ramah paskin? The Ramah, you have to wait till Sif Tes Vav. In Sif Tes Vav, the Ramah brings down, after the Mechaber speaks, he says, the Yesh Mekilin Lomar. Those are Mekal to say, the Kol She'ein Nosno Agabe Eish, or Akira Mamish, Rak Samachlo, Afil Nitzdanin Mutter. This is the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashba, that even if it's cooled down, so long as he's talking about you can't put it onto the Kira Mamish, because that's problems of Chazara. That's part of the Chazara. But if you're going to put it into place, even though it's going to get the Yad Tzeletzbo now, even though it cooled down, since it was cooked beforehand, there's no Bishol Achar Bishol B'Davar Lach. And how does he paskin? He says, V'Nagu L'Hakol B'Zeh Imon Nitzdan L'Gamrei. So long as it's not Nitzdan L'Gamrei, we are Mekons. So therefore, the Ramah is paskin. It's like a mid-middle Shita, that there is Bishol Achar Bishol B'Davar Lach, but so long as it is, that's only if it's Nitzdan L'Gamrei. But if it's not Nitzdan L'Gamrei, then we would not say Bishol Achar Bishol B'Davar Lach. And there's a big chakira to understand this Ramah. What is pshat in this Ramah? Do we say that the Ramah really is Bikaram pasting like the Shitas, that it's a Din D'oraisa? And we say Bishol Achar Bishol B'Davar Lach, and it'd be also D'oraisa to recook a Davar Lach. However, he says that so long as it's not been Mitzdan L'Gamrei, that does not Mevatel the Bishol Rishona, and therefore, we still say you can warm it up. But if it's Mitzdan L'Gamrei, and then you Mevashel it, now you change it. Back to our case of the water. The water, if you cook it up, it's a boiling cup of water. Now, as it's cooling down, it's still a boiling cup of water that's still cooling down. So long as it's not cooled down L'Gamrei, it's still considered a boiling cup of water that is not cooled down. But once it's cooled down L'Gamrei, now it's a regular room temperature cup of water, and you would not be allowed to reheat it. It could be a Bishol D'oraisa. And this is the way that the Magen Avraham and the Igli Tal understand the Ramah, the Magen Avraham and Rishon and Gimel. Lamed Zayin and the Igli Tal and Melechus Ofa Os Yudalad bring this down. They hold that it's Din D'oraisa, as opposed to the Chazon Ish in Lamed Zayin Yud Gimel and the Igros Moshe and Or HaChaim Chelet Dalad Simon Ayin Dalad Os Beis. They hold that really the Karon and the Ramah Paskins like the Shitas, that it's only Dirabonah. That's right, the Shitas that it's Mutter Lagamrei. There's no Bishol and Bishol Achil B'Davar Lach like the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashba. However, since the Shita that holds, like Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yonah that holds, that there is Bishol Achar Bishol B'Davar Lach, he's only Nekol so long as it's not Nitzdan L'Gamrei. But if it's Nitzdan L'Gamrei, then he'd be Koshish to the Shita, and he would call some Paskin L'Chomer, which is a big Nat Kamina, whether we're going to hold over here, there's a Chashash D'Oraisa, or really, Nekar Adin, we're passing in Ein Bishol Achar Bishol B'Davar Lach, and we're just Matmer for the other Shita, and that's how rogue posting might run out, like the Chazon Ish and the Igros Moshe. And it seems like this is also Meduyik in the Ramah itself. Because the Ramah over here is coming off the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashba. He first brings the Yesh Mekilin Lomar like the Rambam and the Rashba. And then he says, so it sounds like Lenny's Naivi also like the Dik, like the Chazanish and the Gris Moshe say, that we could be made. What is considered Lo Nisan Lagamri? So Berkowitz pointed out that the Minhag HaOlam is that so long as it's not gotten back down to room temperature. If it's not gotten back down to room temperature, that's not considered Lisan Lagamri, and you could still warm it up, even if it's going to go back to over Yatzeletisbo, and further. However, Rav Nevensol brings down, I believe it might be in Reish Nekimel. It's not in Reish Nekimel, it's the beginning of Shinyan Ches. Let's see if I can find it quickly. No, I think it's in Reish Nekimel. Anyway, Rav Nevensol brings down, it's also brought down in Shinyan Shabbos Kehilchasa, that the getter of hot means it still would be drunken as a hot drink. If you would still consider this a hot drink, that is not considered a sound of the garment. But if it's less than that, even though this is more machmer shita, this is the way that Rav Nevensol paskins, that even though it's not, if it's gotten less than the level of being a hot drink, then it's considered a sound of the garment, and it would be usher to reheat more than that. What is the din? So we see over here that the Chavar passes the Lugamre Yesh Bishah Bishah B'davar Lach, so long as it's gone under Yad Zeletis Bo, it's Osir, versus the Ramah's Shita, is it's not Litzan Lugamre. What happens to the Yad? If someone reheats a liquid Hashah, everyone agrees that it's Osir to take liquid out of the refrigerator, chicken soup out of the refrigerator, and warm it up on Shabbos. What would be the din if someone did this? So, the Naiti won't be make up the Yad on two accounts. Number one, you can even make a b'di'evet like we learned in Shinyan Chasif Aleph earlier on today, that the shita of the Prima God in Brandon H. Avram is that any kind of a suffix plukta, you have a machlokas in the Rishonim what the law is, and there are Rishonim that hold that's mutter l'chilo, you can rely on those shitas b'di'evet. And since the Ram and the Rashi hold that there's no bishul avirim but ever laugh, it seems like you can hold, rely on the shitas b'di'evet. That's number one. And number two is, we also have the Chazanish and the Ramosha over here. Chazanish and Ramosha hold, for sure, at worst, we're dealing here with the Nisad the Rabbanan. And if someone warms up the liquid, as long as it was not in the maize and it was done b'shogeg, then you can rely on the Shita Sagra that holds, that even the Machaber would rely, that would say that if someone was cooked on Shabbos, and Isad the Rabbanan b'shogeg, one is allowed to eat it like the Shita of the Meir, and therefore one could rely on these Shitas if a parent warms up a double lach, or someone else's house that warms up a double lach on Shabbos, even though we pass it 100% it's also to do on Shabbos, nevertheless, one could rely on these Shitas b'di'evet. Just two more ha'aras. Number one, in Ma'or Shabbos, Simin Vav Ha'ar Yin Zayin, and in the back of the Sefer, B'Shemer Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he also brings down B'Shemer Rabbi Yashuv, he says a big chiddush in the getter of double lach, that Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Elijah hold the getter of double lach is that even ketchup is considered a double yavish. You would think that since ketchup pours, it might be a double lach. Kamash Milan, they hold that ketchup is of a double yavish, and even though there's different levels of ketchup, some liquid or some thicker, nevertheless, he doesn't say, point out which ketchup he's talking about, but therefore we could say, imagine the most thick ketchup you can have, anything thicker than that for sure is a double yavish. And one would rely to be makel to warm things up. If it's anything thicker than that, that would be considered a double yavish. Also, if the things are combined, let's say you have a chicken and sauce. If a chicken and sauce, do we have to go after the sauce, which is a liquid, or the chicken that's a salad? So the gather is like this. If there's a little bit of sauce drizzled on the chicken, and you pick up the chicken, and the sauce goes with it, and there's not excess sauce in the bottom of the pan, that's vade a double yavish. If there's going to be excess sauce in the pan, some posts can say you can go after the roe, but the ma'isa we pass in the chumra that if there's excess sauce in the pan, as long as it's a significant amount, then we're going to say that's considered a double lach, or whatever the roe that is a double lach, and it'll be also to reheat it on Shabbos. So therefore, the ma'isa would be, if you want to reheat chicken that has a little bit of sauce, take it out of the pan that has the excess sauce in it. You cannot reheat that excess sauce. Once you take it out of the pan, you have a little bit of honey drizzled on the top, a little barbecue sauce drizzled on the top of this chicken. As long as that's soaked in the sauce, that would be mutter to reheat it on Shabbos. Just put it in a separate pan with that sauce that's on the chicken, and that would be mutter to warm up. Even if other juices come out afterwards, that would be mutter. The last thing is, what happens if you have a little bit of droplets on your ladle, or in the bottom of a cup you wash the dishes, and there's a little bit of wetness left at the bottom of the cup, and you want to put hot liquid in this cup? something happened in this cup, you have to be makor in that to be choshish for these liquids. So the Igros Moshe over there in Chelek Dalad, Ayin Dalad, Osi Tet, he says you have to be mechalik. So you have to be mechalik between water that was cooked before. If you have water that's cooked before, so Rav Moshe Lishitaso holds in the Ramah, that really we have passing like the Shitas that in Bishal for Bishal the Davalach. So this water, there's no did the rice of Bishal anymore because he already cooked it. Therefore, he says there's only a couple of droplets at the bottom of the pot or at the bottom of the cup or in your ladle. Therefore, you don't have to worry about these couple of drops, and you could put them in even a Kli Rishon. You don't have to worry about it so long as your Kavana is not to wear off these couple of drops. But if this water was never cooked before, then you have to be matmer not to go near these droplets, and you have to dry off the cup completely. However, in Orcho Shabbos, Aleph Samach Zayin brings down the Shemir Samazam and Rabbi Yoshev a little more. They're not mechalik between water that was cooked or not cooked. They just say that there's just a couple of droplets or at the bottom of the cup on a ladle, just shake it off to show that you don't really want these droplets there. And even if then there's a couple of droplets left and it'd be very difficult to dry it off, you can go ahead and put hot water in it. You don't have to be close for the Isra official over here, since these are only droplets and we're not really noxious these droplets, therefore just shake it off, and then that's good enough, and you could go ahead and pour in hot water, and you would not have to be cautious for bishul anymore, and you could serve your soup with it, and not a problem. So you have to be careful when you have a ladle, you're serving soup, and there's a lot of liquid left in the ladle, and there's plenty of it, not just one or two droplets, and it cools down completely, it sits on the side and it cools down completely, you can't put that back into your soup pot, you'd have to dry it off first. But if it's only a couple of droplets, then we're not ash of it, and everything will be okay, and you could go ahead and reheat it. Go ahead.